Welcome to Steadfast Hope. We're coming to you from the iconic Herb's House Coffee House here in Dallas, Texas. I have my Herb's coffee mug here, my good friend Kent Steinbeck at my side. I am Steve Lawson, and I have a short devotion for you. I think it'll be worth your few minutes to join us. We're in Colossians 1, verse 7. The title of this devotion is Gospel Messenger. Gospel Messenger. And what we're going to talk about, Kent, is what Paul addresses here, is that for the gospel to spread, he uses people, fallible human beings, to spread the gospel. God could have written it in the sky, and the message go around the globe immediately to everyone. He could have written it in every language, but that's not how God works. God is delighted to take really what the world seems to think is a foolish message, and he then takes a foolish messenger, and he uses a foolish method, which is the preaching of the gospel. And Paul acknowledges this for the believers in the church at Colossae. So let me read this verse. It's verse 7. He goes, just as you learned it, it refers to the gospel, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow bondservant, who is a faithful servant of Christ on our behalf. And so it was this man, Epaphras, who brought the gospel to the city of Colossae, and he preached the gospel, and souls were saved. And Paul just wants to acknowledge this to the church in Colossae, that this man who brought the gospel to you, he's a beloved brother, he's a faithful servant, and you need to give thanks to God that he was willing to risk his life and to pay the price in bringing the gospel to you. So, several things that we learn here about the gospel. First of all, it must be learned. He says, just as you learned it from Epaphras. The gospel does not begin with an emotion. The gospel does not even begin with a volitional choice. You have to believe in something. It begins with cognitive truth. The truth that we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The truth that Jesus is the Savior of the world. The truth that Jesus is the only way to God the Father. You have to learn this, and that's really where the gospel begins. And Paul says, just as you learned it from Epaphras, and he begins to now talk about Epaphras, our beloved fellow bondservant. There's a lot there. Beloved means he's deeply loved. He's deeply loved by the Colossians, and why? Because he's brought them the greatest gift that could ever be brought to them. He brought to them the message of the gospel. Kent, there's nothing that anyone could ever do for anyone else that rises to a higher level of importance than to bring the gospel to that person. Romans 10:13, blessed are the feet of those who bring glad tidings of good news. Epaphras is one with beautiful feet, because he brought the gospel to the Colossians. So he's beloved. He's also a fellow bondservant. And that word fellow bondservant means he is a fellow slave. And to be a slave means you have a master, right? Every slave has a master. Mm-hmm. And his master is the Lord Jesus Christ. Every believer is under the lordship of Jesus Christ. There's no believer who has Jesus as Savior, but does not have a master in the lordship of Christ. And so because he is under the lordship of Christ, he goes where the Lord sends him, he does what the Lord commands and requires, and it was the Lord who sent him to Colossae to bring the gospel. And so he is a fellow slave. He adds, who is a faithful servant of Christ. Faithful means trustworthy, means reliable. Well done, good and faithful servant. God's not called us to be successful. He's called us to be faithful. we are to be faithful. The success will have to come from the Lord. It's the Lord gives, the Lord takes away. We're just to be faithful to deliver the message and leave the results to God. And that's what Epaphras was. He was a faithful servant of Christ who really gave his life away in the service of the gospel and left the results to God. And praise the Lord, there was much fruit that came from Epaphras's labor as a church was planted under his gospel witness. And he ends this verse by saying he is a faithful servant of Christ on our behalf. And it really speaks to how all servants of Christ live a selfless life. There's a self-denial. They've died to self, and they're just giving themselves away. They give their time away to others. They give their talents away to others, and they give their treasure away to others. It's all for the kingdom. It's all for the gospel. And we just continually give. And Kent, there's such a joy in giving your life away in the cause of the gospel and the cause of Christ. So I've talked maybe a little bit too long here, Kent. I'm sure you've got a good way for us to follow up with this.
No, I think it's just fantastic. And I think, Steve, I'd like to zero in on one aspect here.
Yeah.
On the first question, Epaphras.
Yeah.
You know, you and I have said, we've talked about this before, is that it's amazing what God gets done with what he has to work with, you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing
yeah.
that he can use people like us. And I think it's important for our viewers, and I wish you'd speak to this. You don't have to be a Steve Lawson or a John MacArthur or an R.C. Sproul. You can be just an average Joe, and God uses that like Epaphras.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want to, I mean, and I know I have that tendency to think, well, I'm not worthy enough to say this or say that, and that's just not the case, is it?
No, it's not the case. And the fact is, Kent, you know me. You know I'm really nothing, and whatever good comes through my life, it's just the Lord at work in my life, and it's the same for all of us. I love what John Knox said years ago. He said that God delights to give his Holy Spirit to ordinary people.
That's awesome.
And we all qualify for that. Mm-hmm. I'm as ordinary can be. Yeah. And Kent, you're a little bit ahead of me, but we're all just ordinary people that God picks up and chooses to work through. And he really works, not because of us, he really works in spite of us. Mm-hmm. And it's a work of his grace. And so we should all be encouraged to know that God delights to reach to the bottom of the barrel to get his servants. Mm-hmm. He really bypasses those in this world who the world thinks highly of, for the most part. Mm-hmm. There are a few, but he, for the most part, delights to reach down to the bottom of the barrel and pick up the least and the last and the lost to become his servants. That way, God receives all the glory. Nobody can say, well, look at that church. It's going great because they had all these people in it, they brought all this to the table. And there are people that are like that, but for the most part, it's just a bunch of, as been well said, a bunch of nobodies telling everybody about somebody.
That's awesome.
And that somebody is capital S, Jesus Christ.
That's so good. That's so good.
And so if God can use me, I promise you, he can use you. He can use any one of us because the greatness is not from us.
Yeah.
The greatness really is from the Lord. And God delights to give his strength to those who are weak.
Yeah.
And so we supply the weakness. God supplies the strength.
That's so great.
That is great. So yeah. God can use us. Yeah. Yeah. So how can God use you today, like Epaphras, to take the gospel to people in your sphere of networking and relationships, in your family, in the office, at school? How can you be like Epaphras and bring the gospel to others? And as God uses you that way, those who will receive the gospel that you bring, you're going to be beloved to them. And you're going to be a fellow slave and a faithful servant for the Lord. So may the Lord greatly use you, even today, to take the gospel to others. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.